And I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU. This is a time in which we are very slowly starting to reopen the economy and cautiously doing so, and that could mean some tough days ahead. As we move through the worst of COVID-19 and try and get to the other side, we've been checking in weekly with the Washtenaw County Sheriff for updates on law enforcement and public safety in our community. Joining us on the WEMU line again today is Sheriff Jerry Clayton, and thank you so much. We do appreciate it.
Good morning, David. Thanks for having me.
I want to start, as we have each week, by getting an update on the health of your deputies and the Washtenaw County Sheriff's staff. Are you better off than you were a week ago?
We're about the same. We have a total, I think we had last week, of 7 total staff that have tested positive, 19 tested negative. We still are ranging around 10 to 15 staff that are off with symptoms, but we're holding pretty steady.
Now, when you mention that, in total, with everybody that is associated with and works with in some capacity or another, the sheriff's office, it's around 400, so there hasn't been a whole lot of testing, has there?
No. So we're following the advice of public health, and really the testing is connected with symptoms. So if anyone is showing symptoms, then we have the ability to get them immediately tested. The issue around testing is challenging because a lot of people are calling for testing, and I think there's a place for it. But think about it like this. Testing is really an assessment of point in time. So if you go get tested today and it comes back later today and you are negative, and then you go out to the store and someone who is COVID positive sneezes on you, you could right then be positive. So the trigger point for us is who is showing symptoms, and that really triggers the test.
Preventing the spread of COVID-19 in all phases of sheriff's office operations is vital to being able to provide full public safety services. And to this point, it's seemed rather calm in our area. What goes through your mind when you see the kinds of protests that took place in Lansing last Thursday with armed, unmasked people angrily entering the state capitol building?
So a lot of things go through my mind. The first thing is really the irresponsibility of those individuals. Listen, we all respect everyone's First Amendment rights and free speech, and that's what our country is based on, you know, challenging government to make sure the government is making the best public policy, not for an individual or a small group, but for the masses. So I respect that. I also respect the constitutional right to bear arms. But there are limitations on every right. Every right that we have, there are some kind of limitations. And I think those individuals really stepped over the line of limitations going into the Capitol armed, whether they intended to be intimidating or not. That is the effect that it brings. And then when you layer across a lot of the racist symbolism, the Nazi symbolism, all the things that were connected to that, that makes it even more troubling. So that takes it from, really, we're challenging how you're responding to a public health crisis to we're really talking about a much different issue. And I think that is extremely troubling. And I'll add the last piece. Those people were doing the exact behaviors that are counter to what the scientists and public health says will help us stem the tide that allows people to go back out and reengage in the economy. So they're going against what we know is the best practice to get us to where they say they want us to be.
Michigan's not alone. We're seeing this around the country, more and more protests. There are more reports of large public gatherings for socializing purposes. Cabin fever does seem to be leading to some poor public health decisions. Is your department finding that you're having to break up more parties and larger gatherings in our community?
No, we've not gotten to that point yet. The people being really responsible. But I'll tell you what, you said cabin fever, and look, this weekend, the weather was great,
yeah.
And you know. It's going to continue to get better, even though we're living in Michigan, and it could be 3 or 4 inches of snow on the ground later this afternoon.
Right.
We are planning for the fact that people are going to get out. They're going to want to engage socially, and the longer this goes, we know we're going to engage more incidents where we're going to have to break up large gatherings.
Our conversation on public safety amid the COVID-19 crisis continues with Washtenaw County Sheriff Jerry Clayton on 89.1 WEMU. As you kind of reflect to where we are at this point and where we've come and look at law enforcement operations, where are the areas you have seen more crime or need for more law enforcement response since we got shut down?
I don't think we have seen So I'll just say we'll go back. Let me think about it this way. What we have seen is an increase in domestic violence calls, especially domestic violence involving drugs and alcohol. Those calls have gone up quite a bit as compared to last year. But then in my conversations with Barbara Knight, Niece May, who's director of Safe House, she says she's seen a reduction in calls to Safe House, but she's anticipating a significant increase, a surge, as we start to come out of this. So people that now will start to feel that they have more freedom, maybe a more availability to go to different places, will start calling about situations that they're currently in, but they're too afraid to make a call now.
It can be very hard to make that call or even find a way to make that call if you are living with an abuser.
That's exactly right. I mean, you know, part of that psychological intimidation is part of that abuse, right? So, you know, the challenge is, well, where do you go? And another thing she brought up that I found interesting is, you know, the fear or concern about going to a communal location. So although Safe House has stepped up their cleaning measures and everything associated with infection mitigation, there may be the concern on the survivor's part that am I increasing my risk to exposure to COVID-19 by leaving where I am and having to stay in a place like Safe House and risking exposure because it's more of a communal type situation?
There are no good or easy answers on that front, are there?
No, it's a challenge. It continues to be a challenge. I'll tell you the other thing that concerns me, David, is the economic devastation that follows the health challenges that we have. There's no doubt about it. We're at over 30 million individuals that are unemployed. Washtenaw County is not immune to the financial impact. And we know one of the drivers to criminal behavior sometimes is that economic challenges that people face. So might it cause them to make more external crimes? Well, maybe. But the psychological impact, we think, also will contribute to more domestic violence, child abuse, those type of things, because people are now starting to really be impacted by the stress of all of what we're facing.
Once again, you're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and we're talking with Washtenaw County Sheriff Jerry Clayton. Prior to the COVID-19 outbreak and the pandemic that shut things down, and we started to see these increases in domestic violent cases, fact of the matter is, you had started to really forge some progress on diversion programs, making sure that people had more access, working with other agencies and institutions to ensure that instead of necessarily jailing people, we could take these panicked and distressed behaviors and get them dealt with and get the appropriate mental health. Is that something that's going to have to increase as we move into these very uncertain financial times?
Yeah, I think so, David. And I think what we also see, you know, I look at our dashboard today, and we're still down under 150 people in the jail. So let's go back to before COVID-19, and we were sitting around 360, 370. So we've let out a significant number of people. I know there are a lot of other factors that we have to consider, but we haven't seen this tremendous spike in crime with these 100 or so or 150 people that were in jail previously that are now out of jail. I think that's just, we should start studying that and looking at that. And as we come out of this, deflection, diversion, all of those type of approaches to how we engage people with those minor criminal behaviors, I think becomes even more important. We're planning for that. So as we roll out and we meet and talk about what the next 12 to 14 months looks like, deflection and diversion is a key part of our strategy moving forward.
And I like the fact that you say these conversations are already taking place. You've been hosting online town hall forums through this pandemic with a number of guests on a variety of topics. Another will be held from 6 to 7:30 tonight. This week, you're featuring a number of elected leaders from our area. You'll have the mayors of Ann Arbor, Ypsilanti, Saline, and Dexter, as well as the supervisors of Pittsfield and Ypsilanti townships. What do you personally want to learn from these folks tonight? What is the conversation you hope to have?
I think, again, it's education. I think the people in those respective areas, people throughout the county, really want to know, what are my governmental leaders doing? What are they doing to not only respond to the current situation, but what are they doing in terms of planning for how we come out of this? What does the collaboration look like? How are they cooperating? What resources are going to be available to me as I come out of this situation from my local unit of government? I think it's a good opportunity for those individuals to share how they're leading their respective areas.
And again, that is a Facebook Live event that will take place from 6 to 7:30 tonight, and the public is obviously invited to watch and participate at the sheriff's Facebook page. Now, it's not just law enforcement duties your deputies are undertaking. The sheriff's office has been helping deliver food to children and families in need. What are some of the other measures your office is taking to be of different kinds of public service during this period?
Well, a lot of it is food and essential product distribution. We were out in last week in West Willow helping, pass out food, pass out essentials, really connecting throughout the county and asking some of the leaders in nonprofits, what do you need from us? So if it's just moving product and materials and items from one location to the next location, we'll do that. If you need us to help you get the word out about an initiative that you have in your community, because we do have a countywide network, then we'll get that out. So a lot of times we'll just go up to our different partners and say, what do you need from us? And whatever you need, we will provide that support. And our staff has stepped up tremendously.
And
you know what?
This is going to build relationships that will carry on well beyond COVID-19 and really serve the public very well. Sheriff, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it. You be safe, and I'll talk to you next week.
Indeed. We'll look forward to it. This is 89.1 WEMU-FM and HD1 Ypsilanti.